Suppose you're having a patient conference in your office. You're consulting with a 13-year-old adolescent male, and his mother is present at the consultation. Now, this is a new patient to your practice, but not a new family to orthodontics. This family recently moved from a different state, and this boy's older brother had orthodontic treatment. Therein lies the problem. At the consultation, the mother asks you an interesting question. She wants to know if this son will have spots on his teeth like his older brother after the braces come off. What she's talking about is white spot lesions. Apparently, her brother had several of these on his upper anterior teeth, and the parents were extremely dissatisfied. How would you answer her question? What's the percentage of white spot lesions that occur in the general population? Let me give you some information in this next review that will help you if you ever have to answer that question. This study comes out of Virginia Commonwealth University and is published in the March 2011 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. The title of this article is Prevalence of White Spot Lesions During Orthodontic Treatment with Fixed Appliances. This study is co-authored by Dr. Tufekci and three other researchers from that same institution. The purpose of this study was to determine the prevalence of white spot lesions using visual examination in orthodontic patients before treatment began, and then at 6 and 12 months into orthodontic treatment. In order to accomplish this, the authors established three groups of patients. The first group was a group of orthodontic patients who had had orthodontic appliances in place for about 6 months. There were about 35 patients in that group with equal representation of males and females. The second group had had orthodontic appliances in place for 12 months and also consisted of about the same number of patients equally divided between the genders. The third group consisted of about 30 subjects who had never had any orthodontic treatment. The author dried the surfaces of the maxillary teeth and evaluated the teeth to determine if any white spot lesions were present on the labial surfaces of the maxillary teeth from second premolar to second premolar. This was done for the control group, the six-month group, and finally those that had appliances in place for 12 months. Then the author compared these to see if there were any differences in the prevalence of white spot lesions among these individuals. What did they find? Do individuals with orthodontic appliances actually have detectable greater prevalence of white spot lesions? And second question, does this prevalence increase with time? Let's take question number one. The answer to that question is yes, there's a greater prevalence of white spot lesions in individuals who have appliances in place for 6 months. The percentage of the total was about 38%. But what about the control group? Only about 10% of the control group had at least one white spot lesion. What happens with increased time? Does the number of white spot lesions increase? And the answer to that question is also yes. Although it was not statistically significantly different, about 45% of the individuals who had orthodontic appliances in place for 12 months showed white spot lesions. Next question. Was there a difference between males and females? And as you might have guessed, the answer to that question is yes, definitely. In fact, overall, 76% of the subjects in the study who had at least one visible white spot were males, and only 25% were females. So there are the answers to your questions. There's a higher prevalence of white spot lesions in individuals who are wearing orthodontic appliances, and it was greater for males. So now back to your patient who's in your office and you're doing a consultation. How would you answer the mother's question? Yes, this son is at risk for having white spot lesions. So at least you know ahead of time that you must take precautions and warn the parents about that possibility happening to this son. Now the use of sealants, other oral hygiene measures, fluoride rinses, and frequent checks by the general dentist will possibly help to reduce this prevalence. If you're interested in reading this study about the prevalence of white spot lesions in orthodontic patients, you'll find it in the March 2011 issue of The Engel Orthodontist.